All right, we're back. The second hour already. My goodness, where does the time go? It's unbelievable. Okay, Rita, do you have one last point or question? Then we're going to go to Bill in Alaska.
Yeah, you know, Mr. Rivero, you had mentioned about the Pope. You know, the first crusade that happened in Europe was the action of Pope Innocent III. And what that crusade was all about is that the Muslims were there molesting and killing the Christians that were in the Holy Land. And the whole purpose of the crusades initially was to protect the Christians from being molested and to freely be able to visit the Holy Lands. And so I disagree with your viewpoint in that aspect. And also with regards to the Jews, I see them behind all the prostitution, the pornography, the slavery that is going on. And so I don't follow what I firmly believe is the lie that all these religions
well,
have a common interest.
If I can just jump in, though, Rita, you mentioned the Christians were fighting against the evil Islamics in the Middle Ages, but you just said a minute ago that, you know, the Christian label is very often misapplied to people today, and that's true. But the Christians you were just referring to was, in fact, the Vatican that wanted to wipe out everything in its path so it could dominate all of Europe and send to the stake anyone who questioned what they said. That's not Christianity either.
I don't think that's an accurate historical depiction, sir, because the reality is that the Christians were over there in the Holy Land making pilgrimages, and they were being attacked and molested and robbed by the Muslims over there. That was an act of self-defense as far as the papacy was concerned, which at that time, you know, it wasn't until Protestantism that you had Christians that decided not to recognize the Pope as being the head of their religion. But that's basically what happened, and you can check that up on various sources on the Internet, as well as historical books are concerned. So it wasn't they were fighting Muslims. It was a matter of defending the Christians from being attacked and molested and thrown into slavery by the Muslims themselves. This is all.
Well, you know, that was the claim that the Templars made when they first set up their shop. But as the history books will reveal, that isn't what they were really about. You have to remember that there's nothing new today with wars being based on lies. And a lot of the wars, even back then, were being sold to the public, you know, with all kinds of lies. For example, the Pope told any soldier who went and served in the Crusades would get an automatic free pass into heaven, no matter what sins they had committed. Well, you know, that's kind of a weird way to hand out a draft notice, but that was what was going on.
In the 15th century, just a real quick point, in the 15th century, Rita, the it was a crusade that was waged against the French Albigenses. In one night, 70,000 Protestant Christians. These were people who rejected Roman Catholicism and followed, you know, the Bible instead. And 70,000 were slaughtered in one night. The next day, the Pope had the bells of Rome ring out in celebration. He had a medal minted in honor of this massacre. So you might want to rethink medieval history and what was really going on there. There was, you know, the most conservative estimates, 50 million people were slaughtered simply because they wanted to read the Bible. The Bible was on the top of the list of forbidden books, and this is supposed to be the book that Christianity uses to base its faith upon, and yet the Catholic Church outlawed it to be read by Christians. Only the learned scholars of the church could read it and have access to it. So, you know,
Yeah, that sounds like anti-Catholic propaganda, but I want to close with this remark.
It's history.
I want to close with this remark. There were over 80 million Christians that have been murdered by the Jews when they took over Russia. I would like to see the killing stop, but I'm not going to volunteer and lay down and take it. If someone's going to attack me, I believe I have the right of self-defense. And the United States of America, I'd be speaking high British if it wasn't for the our colonists who resisted the king and all his tyranny. I basically am still praying God bless America, and I hope to remain a free American. Thank you for your time and opportunity to voice my
view. Thank you. We all hope for that, definitely. Okay, thanks for your call, Rita, and when we come back, folks, we'll have Bill from Alaska on the line with us. Stick with us. What it's done to me, lose the love I knew.
Safe beneath you. Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
All right, we're back. And before we go to our next caller, Bill in Alaska, with his question or comment for our guest Mike Rivero, I just want to make a quick statement about bashing. You know, when we talk about George Bush and the corruption of this administration and how they stole the White House and how they're raping and pillaging this country, we're not America bashing. Certainly Fox News would want us to believe that, but that's simply not the case. We're bashing a corrupt administration that does not represent this country, that's not even legally in power, and even if it was legally in power, it's not running this country constitutionally, so it doesn't deserve to hold the reins of power, no matter how you look at it. So therefore, bashing the Bush administration is not America bashing, it's Bush that's bashing America. You know, we talk about the corruption of the Catholic Church in the Middle Ages, or even today, we're not Catholic bashing. We're bashing a corrupt hierarchical system that uses religion as a cloak to advance its political aims. And the same thing with Zionism. We're not Jew bashing. We're talking about a corrupt faction within Judaism that has hijacked Judaism, and no better place can you go to find that out than, you know, JewsAgainstZionism.com, where they recognize that this Zionist movement does not represent Judaism, that it is, in fact, the greatest enemy of Judaism. So it's not Jew bashing to bash Zionism, because Jews, a great many of them, bash Zionism as an institution, as an ideology. So that's what we're dealing with here. We're dealing with ideologies. We're not dealing with people. We're not dealing with a particular faith. We're talking about the reality of history. The Roman Catholic Church has had a monstrous, massively corrupt, incredibly evil history. It still does at the highest levels. But then again, to play it fair, so do all institutions. You know, I'd like to have a caller call in and challenge me on that. Name one institution in history or that exists today that you could not point a finger at and say that it did not, that it was not permeated with corruption at the top. Institutions by very nature that concentrates money and power at the hands of a few at the top has always been and always and ever will be corrupt. You can't have it any other way. It's just the nature of the beast, the nature of mankind. And if it doesn't start out that way, give it time and it will become that way. Would you argue with that, Mike? I mean, would you say that's a fair assessment of institutions in general, be they religious or political or academic or whatever?
It's absolutely accurate because it is the very nature of power that it's going to attract the very people who should not have it.
Yeah. I mean, absolute power corrupts absolutely. Who has absolute power today in the religious world? You know, the big religious institutions do. In the political world, the United States, Britain, Israel, you know, and that's where the corruption begins, right there. Whoever has the most power, the most money. That's just how it works. It's common sense, folks. It's not a matter of bashing. It's a matter of pointing out what's really gone on and is still going on. Anyway, we got Bill who's been patiently waiting in Alaska. Bill, you with us?
Hello.
Yeah, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Charlie. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
We're fine.
Bill Adams with the Alaska Intel Report in Alaska. How you guys doing this morning?
Not too bad. How's the weather up in Alaska?
Couldn't be better. I mean, it's just as beautiful as it can be. About 60 degrees out.
Oh, no kidding. I got to go up there one of these days.
Oh, man, bring it on. You know, this is the best-kept secret in the United States. I was going to talk about Christian Zionism, but you guys pretty well covered it with Rita. So what I'd kind of like to do is bring this conversation back to something else that really kind of sticks in my craw. I've noticed by the way, Mike, as an old BBS sysop, you know, you really tripped me down memory lane with your history lesson of the Internet there. One of the things that sticks in my craw is what I perceive in the last 2 years, 3 years, to be a really, really dramatic increase in the kind of, I'm not sure what the right words are, mind control, social behavior modification, whatever you want to call it. I call it propaganda on television. And what I'm talking about is the likes of 24 Hours and The Unit and all the, you know, Law and Order cop shows and stuff like the FBI shows. It seems so obvious, and you know, I guess that's because I probably spend more time on the net than I do on television. But, you know, it seems so overt and so obvious, you know, just by watching these programs, what they have in mind, what their plans are. And I was wondering if Mike had any observations about that he could bring to the table here.
Well, I do work inside the industry, and it is no secret that going back to the days of J. Edgar Hoover, that U.S. intelligence agencies have worked very hard to make sure that they have key people in positions of power at all levels of the media, and the CIA calls it Operation Mockingbird. And there are always going to be people who are willing to, you know, play along with whatever the government agenda is going to be to get favorable treatment. The television network news do not want to lose their ride on Air Force One. Some of them just get a big thrill out of being able to hang out with these political leaders, and that automatically biases their perceptions right there. But yes, quite a few TV programs are supported covertly and spun in a certain way covertly, and a very benign example I like to use in order to avoid an emotional backlash is if you go back over the last 30 years and look at any time TV shows about UFOs and aliens have been really big or put out on the networks, you will find that it overlaps the development cycle of some of our nation's black aircraft. Whether it's you know, V or the Invaders or all this stuff, these shows tend to get onto the TV networks at the same time aircraft like the SR-71, the F-117A Stealth, Aurora, these things are being tested out in the desert. And the idea is to reinforce the idea that if you see something strange up in the sky, it's an alien flying saucer, so that nobody will listen to you when you describe what it is, and it's actually several million dollars of taxpayer money whipping along the desert at Mach 9 or 10. So that's one way in which the media and the film industry and the television industry is definitely used to plant ideas in the population for the benefit of the government. Obviously, on a more sinister area, there have been all these TV shows that supported the official story of the lone assassin for the Kennedy assassination. And obviously, all of these mainstream media shows were flat-out lying. Now that we have Hunt's confession to the conspiracy, plus the huge raft of physical evidence supporting the idea that there was more than one gunman in Dallas. And we had people like Walter Cronkite standing up there and defending the lone nut assassin theory. And that basically tells you the...
Dan Rather, too.
Media. Yeah, Dan. Well, Dan Rather, his career exploded.
Right.
From, you know, after saying that the headshot rocketed Kennedy's head forward. You know, it was like overnight he went from being a small market Texas newscaster to being a major star of the news. And to this very date, he will not even talk about that early Dallas broadcast and what he said or why he said it. He just refuses to discuss the matter entirely. But yet, that was
he knows he lied.
Foundation.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
He knows he lied.
Yeah, and, but that was the foundation on which he rose to power. And again, you have to begin to wonder. Are all these top network anchors with their multi-million dollar salaries, is it their job to feed things to the populace that supports whatever the government wants the people to be thinking? And this gets back to this idea of mind control, because mind control is not this science fiction ray gun buzzing thing that makes people act like zombies and say, I don't want to do this, but I must. No. All mind control is controlling the mind by controlling what it knows. And the example I like to use for that is, let's say you have a babysitter who's babysitting a 10-year-old boy, and she says, you can either go to bed at 8:30 or at 9, and you get to choose. And the kid says, oh, well, I want to go to bed at 9 o'clock. And he goes to bed at 9 o'clock happy, thinking he had a choice, even though the babysitter's real goal was to have the boy asleep by 9:30 when the boyfriend comes over. So, yeah, that's basically what it is. So what the media does is it gives us only that information that will cause us to decide of our own free will what the government wants us to be thinking. Weapons of mass destruction, oh, there's no choice but we must invade Iraq. That's obviously the most recent example of how that gets to be used. So, yeah.
You wind up choosing the very thing that they have already chosen for you without you realizing.
Exactly.
Yes.
And you think it's your own choice, and you will defend it as being your own free choice. That's what makes it so beautiful. But, yeah, there's a lot of media influence. Again, go back and look at how the FBI wrecked the career of Gene Seberg and other entertainers that wouldn't toe the official line. And you'll realize
I was just going to say, did you catch, though, what Dan Rather told the BBC in mid-May of 2002? It was interesting. I don't know, was he trying to turn things around? He's made a couple other statements similar to that since then about the media not honing in on key questions. He actually said the job of the media in the United States today is to protect the backsides of those in power. And he says, I don't exempt myself from this criticism. That was interesting.
Yeah, I think now that he's kind of retired and he's got his money and he's not really working for the system anymore, he's probably having some pangs of conscience and he's coming out and saying these things. There have been a lot of people, I mean, this goes back to Edward R. Murrow and his famous speech at the New York Press Club about the direction television was taking even back then. But I think I kind of had another thought there, and it just left me. But, I think Rather's having some pangs of conscience. And I think as these elder statesman newscasters sort of step out of the limelight, you'll see them making comments like this. They recognize what's been going on, and maybe they do feel a little guilty about what they've been doing.
Remorseful.
Yeah, I didn't want to interrupt there, but I wanted to say that doesn't just apply to the media. You know, I've been watching the generals do it. I've been watching politicians do it for a long time, too. It seems like it's a lot easier to do that once you've retired, you know.
I think it's finally catching up to them what this selling out is really leading to, and they're not liking it. They didn't probably realize just how bad things were going to get, that it's even going to affect them and their kids, and now they're starting to turn around. Anyway, thanks for the call, Bill. Was that it?
Well, I did have one other thing I wanted to say.
Okay, well, stick with us and we'll pick it up after the break. We'll be right back, folks.
Sure.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
All right. No time will be wasted here. We're laying it on the line. We're going to go back to Bill in Alaska. I guess you had one more comment or question there, Bill?
Yeah, Charlie, I just wanted to make an observation. I've worked back in the late 70s in a hospital. It was actually a drug and alcohol rehabilitation center. And they ran a behavioral modification unit in there that was run by a director who was a former CIA employee. And I see, a lot of the techniques that they used there woven into these plots on TV. And what I was talking about earlier was this constant Hegelian dialectic. I guess the first place that I noticed it was on 24 Hours, this Kiefer Sutherland thing, where it's constantly put in the position of having to do the unspeakable in order to prevent you know, an even bigger tragedy. So that, you know, you see constant situations developed where, you know, he kills somebody, just flat out kills them, not self-defense or anything like that. Just and the rationale being that, well, you know, what he's actually done is prevented a bigger tragedy. And I constantly see this on these shows, and to me it seems so obvious that what they're doing is you know, brainwashing people to accept torture and murder and all the rest of this sort of thing, because it's just the, you know, the cost of doing business, if you will, in order to
conditioning us so that they can start doing it here. Well, in fact, they are doing it here, but they want to be able to do it openly.
Yeah, and they want people to start accepting it. You know, and that's
right.
The part that shocked me, because this is something that hitherto I'd only seen that sort of thing done in self-defense, you know, in order to protect somebody else, life, limb, property, that sort of thing. But now it's done just, you know, as sort of like this preemptive war philosophy. But anyway, I didn't mean to get so long-winded, but I just wanted to let you know how much I enjoyed the show, and your guest is one of my heroes.
All right, appreciate your call. Yeah, Mike's doing a great service. I tell you, boy, this is, Mike, do you know how many hits you get on average a day on your site?
Oh, boy, I actually don't look at it that closely. I do know it's up there. I know we peaked at about 8 million readers. It's gone up and down a lot, and especially as more and more alternative sites come online, the readers kind of spread out. So, but it's definitely a lot. We keep having to upgrade our servers and upgrade our bandwidth, so we know we're trending upward. And I want to go back, though, to what the gentleman from Alaska was saying here, because my wife absolutely will not watch 24. I watched a couple of episodes of it, but she was absolutely turned off by the fact that the show appeared to be attempting to justify the use of torture on terror suspects to deal with this very contrived situation where, you know, if we don't torture this guy, the bomb will go off and kill millions of people, which is a situation, you know, which hasn't even yet really occurred in Iraq yet. We were torturing people sometimes to death to find the weapons of mass destruction. Well, guess what? They never existed. And, you know, this is
what
a good
scam.
One for all the Kafka fans out there. Because we were, these people are being tortured for information they cannot possibly have.
Oh, it's like in the Dark Ages. Confess! And they didn't know what they were supposed to confess to, because they didn't know what the charge was and who made it. And you ever read the Libro Nero that was the Inquisitor's handbook? That's some scary stuff. It's basically their policy now. It stated that in the course of torture has been found to be the most effective way of getting a confession. Well, yeah, you can get them to say anything you want. Anyway, it says if they only confess in part, the part they confess to proves that they are capable of being guilty of the whole. If they confess in whole, obviously they're guilty in whole. If they deny it, continue to torture until they confess. So it didn't matter what you said. You were going to get tortured.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, you know, once the confession is obtained, that is the proof and justification to continue the policy. And we're seeing that again today. We have had confessions extracted under torture, waved around on the news as proof that what the government says is going on is really going on. And it is, you know, getting back to your comment in the first hour, are we in a new Dark Ages? Yeah, we are. There it is right there. Confessions extracted under torture are now considered legal proof.
And look at the Massawi so-called confession. I mean, one minute he's guilty, the next minute he didn't do it. Even his lawyer said you can't rely on anything he says. He contradicts himself constantly. You know, the judge said his testimony, but yet there it was. They got a conviction and, you know, he's got a life sentence now based on testimony that is not reliable, evidence that is not reliable. I mean, why did they even show? What's that?
Yeah, they're confessing to things that didn't even really happen. I looking back at World War II, one of the most amazing things is when I think it was Rudolf Hess was basically beaten until he confessed to the existence of the death camps, and one of the death camps he named didn't even exist. No,
right.
Never been
yeah.
built, didn't exist, couldn't be found. And that should have raised a red warning flag, but the media just basically said, oh, Hess confessed, it must be true. And we're seeing the same thing again here.
Don't pay attention to those details. He confessed. That's all we need to know. It's just...
That's basically it, yes.
George Orwell. Anyway, we have Tony from New York here on the line. You there, Tony?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Oh, you know what? Just in time for the break. Why don't you hold there with us, Tony, and we'll pick you up when we get back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
And we're back. Truth Hurts Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got our guest, Mike Rivero, and we have Tony calling in from New York. Tony,
hey, what's
all yours.
Happening, guys? How you doing? Mike, great work with your website. It was an invaluable resource when I first started doing research. Good job. And the reason why I'm calling in is talking about the Hollywood PSYOPs programs they got going with these movies. You know, I believe one of the Hollywood used to advertise the post, used to address the post 9/11 psyche with a movie, a comedy movie called Anger Management. The movie was with Jack Nicholson and Adam Sandler. And there's three key scenes in the movie. One's in the beginning when they're on an airplane and, you know, the guy, this tough guy, don't want to give up the seat. Adam Sandler winds up sitting next to Jack Nicholson. And this is where it leads into the anger management part where, you know, Adam Sandler is very calm in addressing the stewardess for a set of headphones, and she takes it the wrong way and thinks she's yelling at him, and it's really over-exaggerated for comedic effect. And then the marshal comes and winds up tasering Adam Sandler, and all through the scene they're saying, you know, since the very stressful times now that we're living in, we have to be very careful, sir. Sir, watch your language, sir. Watch how you address me, sir. You know, that type of stuff. And then in the middle of the movie, after he's under treatment by Jack Nicholson, who just so happens to be the head psychologist for the courts, is a situation where, you know, Jack Nicholson takes away Adam Sandler's girlfriend, and Adam finds out, and he confronts him, and Jack Nicholson says, listen, I got the situation contained. The situation's contained. We're going to play her against each other so that she'll fall in your arms again, and I'm going to push her right into your arms because I'm going to treat her like crap. And there's another scene at the very end of the movie, and it's Rudy Giuliani in Yankee Stadium. After 9/11, everybody thought Rudy Giuliani was a hero. So they have Yankee Stadium full. They got the Rocket there. They got everybody there. And Adam is running around the freaking stadium yelling for his girlfriend because Jack brought her to the stadium, and he knew it, and he wants to propose to her. So he's running around like a madman, and all the guards, all the cops are trying to tackle him. And they finally start escorting him away, and then Giuliani says, hold it, men. Let him, like Caesar, let him come back and address the crowd. And he comes back, and he addresses the crowd and says, I love you. And Adam Sandler says this to Mayor Giuliani. Thank you, Mayor. You are the man. You're a good man. Thank you very much for all you've done for us. I mean, it was a total psyop movie for the psyche that it was disturbed post 9/11. And that's what they're doing in these movies. I tripped out last night. I saw the movie, which I haven't seen it. I've seen it in a while. I watched it a few times in the past, and I just recognized it for the first time last night, just how subliminal those messages were. I mean, have you ever seen that movie, Mike?
Yes, I have, and I think what's kind of interesting to do as an exercise is very often these propaganda movies are very subtle for their time, and for an audience that's not expecting them, they can actually be effective. But when you look back at them from years in the future, they become very obvious and heavy-handed. And certainly looking back at a lot of the movies that were made in the 1940s that very obviously were supporting the official story about World War II, you look at them and they do seem heavy-handed, especially in light of information that has come out since those movies were made that directly contradicts what they're saying. They seem almost amateurish in their obviousness. And the same will be true about these movies and TV shows that we're seeing now. Again, 24, a lot of people have turned that off because it is such an obvious, you know, torture is justified under certain circumstances statement. And yes, there are people in Hollywood who very gladly will spin their movies to serve the government because they realize they will eventually get something back for it. And no studio is immune.
That works the other way, too. That works the other way, too, sometimes. You know, you get films like Wag the Dog, which actually had the reverse effect. It was exposing how the media lies and they stage fake wars. You've seen that one, haven't
you? There are courageous people who will do that. I mean, that movie especially, you know, with the photo of the Firefly girl with the president was a direct clone of the photo of Clinton and Monica Lewinsky.
Right.
There are courageous people in Hollywood, such as Charlie Sheen, obviously, Rosie O'Donnell.
Sure.
But, you know, there are people in Hollywood who owe their position in Hollywood to covert government agencies. When I was at CBS Television City, I was approached by the CIA. They wanted me to basically sabotage the show, one of the shows I was working on, because they wanted their producer to get the advancement, and this other producer was unreliable and un-American. They wanted him to fail. And, you know, basically I was very disgusted with their attitude and their behavior because it seemed like they were definitely confusing personal interest with national interest with this kind of stuff. But it does go on. J. Edgar Hoover was very instrumental in getting Charlie Chaplin kicked out of the country because Chaplin refused to stop making movies that portrayed authority figures as ridiculous characters. And Hoover knew how to carry a grudge. And eventually got him kicked out of the country.
Oh, he was a very powerful man.
Yes, he was. And it's very risky to speak truth to power. And that's why when we see people like Charlie Sheen and Rosie O'Donnell speak out, you know, we've got to support them. We've got to back them up because, you know, take it from me because I lived through this back in the 90s when the covert intelligence agencies would decide it's time for you to leave your career, you will leave your career.
Yeah, absolutely. The power they exert behind the scenes. I mean, they'll take you down. It doesn't matter what your position. You can be the president. They'll take you down, quite literally, as we, of course, saw with Kennedy. And that brings us back to the E. Howard Hunt thing. That is pretty interesting. But, you know, to this day, it's been, over a month now, no mainstream media coverage. A few local stations I saw have covered it. There was one in Detroit, a local ABC affiliate there. But, you know, on a national basis, no, none of the major networks have given any attention to this at all. And yet this is a major, major story.
Well, the reason they can't cover it is because if they do cover it, it basically is an admission that they lied to America back in 1963. I have a subpage at my site where I've got photographs from Post magazine that absolutely prove they were screwing around with the facts on the ground to try and support the magic bullet theory, as it were. And that's one of the problems about when you sign them to support a government lie. You can't ever reverse, or you basically destroy your own credibility. And for the mainstream media, their credibility is their advertising revenues. It's deteriorating anyway, but they're not going to run any stories that are going to accelerate the process.
Right. And of course, with all the skepticism about 9/11, they can't afford any more of that now, can they?
No, they absolutely can't, which is why even today they're still trying to, BBC apparently just got caught fudging some stories in an effort to try and bolster up their official story and what it was exactly they were saying about BBC. And, of course, having been caught with that video of the BBC reporting the Building 7 had collapsed while it's still standing in the background, that one really
that's a classic.
Really has been an embarrassment.
That is incredible. It's right there the whole time. The whole time she's talking about it. It's right behind her left shoulder.
Hey, can I just ask one last question to Mike?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Mike, what's new on whatreallyhappened.com? What's going on over there? You got anything?
Well, what's new, of course. I'm not sure what context that's in. I mean, continuing to update every single...
Like today's articles, you got any hot items there that...
Yeah, there's a lot of hot items there basically relating to, what's continuing to go on in Iraq, the wildfires down in Florida. Overall, I'd say it's kind of a slow news day, but we're still updating everything just as fast as we can.
I noticed that article, it was from MSNBC you had on there, about the former Marine claiming illness from mystery vaccine.
Yes, that is an ongoing issue with the medical establishment or the military medical establishment. The Army has never hesitated to use soldiers as test subjects for developing vaccines to what they hope will be biological weapons. And unfortunately, there can be a lot of very serious consequences from these untried, untested vaccines. And the attitude tends to be, well, they're soldiers. This is what they signed up for. And again, this is not a new phenomenon. There was one very, very nasty incident back during the development of nuclear weapons back in the 50s where they were trying to develop what they called tactical battlefield nuclear weapons, which were nuclear weapons that were small enough to use in the middle of an actual battle. And to test this, they set one off in Nevada, and they had a whole bunch of Army just walk into the area where the bomb had gone off to simulate blowing a breach in the enemy lines and then securing the opening to allow a breakthrough into the background and to shatter the enemy lines. The only protection given to those soldiers were sunglasses, which, believe it or not, is the origin of the trademark name Ray-Ban. These were the sunglasses that were given to the soldiers to prevent the rays from getting into them. And the soldiers breathed in all this radioactive dust and debris, and they huge cancer, leukemia problems years later, and the government simply denied any financial responsibility, saying this is just a casualty of war, this is what they were there for. And we're seeing the same thing with Gulf War syndrome. The government continues to deny that it's a response to any of these chemicals so that they don't have to pay the bills. We're seeing the same thing with depleted uranium, where the government continues to insist that there's nothing wrong with depleted uranium, even as an epidemic of severe birth abnormalities strikes the families of the first Gulf War veterans.
So, it came out in the late 90s that World War II vets, well, I mean, upon registering for the draft and then, you know, before they were sent over to fight, they were injected, 60,000 of them were injected with deadly chemical and biological agents, and they were told not to even tell their spouses. There would be serious repercussions. 60,000, and of course, many of them, probably just about all of them.
Horrible, man, what they did to them guys.
They died.
I'm looking at a picture right now, Charlie and Mike, of a Marine in California in front of ABC's full
Yeah, I saw that. 9/11 Truth.
Now, his name is Johnny Weave. He's going to be on the Truth Revolution Network tonight at 9 o'clock doing his first interview. We got to get him on the show, Charlie. And this kid is let me just read a quick quote. Something that I wanted you all to know is the reactions I received from every astonished service member after they calmed down. The first person to walk up and tell me this movement would leave a black mark on my life later admitted that he agreed with more of our beliefs than he could admit. He was an Air Force officer. The second Marine simply told me, you can't do this yet. Yet. The third Marine took my number and later called me with two other Marine Corps officers to inform me that I would be facing a dishonorable discharge, but also saying that I was an outstanding individual and more people needed to voice their opinions to stop this war. The fourth Lieutenant Colonel actually gave me ideas to continue this march after the 9/11 truthers jumped down his throat in protection of our First Amendment rights. That's Johnny Wave, the Marine, leaving a quote under his pitches on 9/11 Blogger.
Servicemen are coming out now. They're getting fed up with what's going on. Mike, I think it was on your site I saw yesterday about the Pentagon wants to, or in fact is preventing our troops now from going on to blog sites, MySpace.
Yeah, absolutely. The Pentagon is trying to isolate the troops, and I think the reason is very much they don't want to see, first of all, that the American people aren't really supporting the war anymore. And more important, I think they're trying to prevent the troops from finding out just how badly the situation is deteriorating in Iraq.
Well, I think it's more, I was leaning more in the direction of them not wanting the troops to find out the truth of what's going on. Yeah, that's some of it. But I think it's more they don't want the troops posting blogs themselves so we find out just how horrible it is over there. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, that definitely would be. I do know that the email going to and from the troops is read and censored. I have three family members currently serving, and we have to be very careful what we put in the email to them, or it simply just does not get through to them. So the blogs represented, I think, the last major communication between the general public and the troops on the ground. And by cutting it off and claiming it's because they don't want to give an advantage to the enemy, but it really is about isolating the troops so that they can basically be fed any line that the government cares to feed them to keep them fighting as long as possible. But I think for anybody who's an objective observer, the war in Iraq is already lost. Bush is simply dragging it out at great cost because he wants the next president to get stuck with having to actually lose the war. And I don't know how many more thousands of Americans are going to die just for Bush's legacy, but it seems the only reason he's continuing to drag it on is he wants whoever gets elected in 2008 to have to be the one to lose the war.
And then there was the story, again, I think on your site yesterday, between 100 and 300,000 barrels a day of Iraqi oil have turned up missing since 2003 when we went in there.
Oh, wow. Yeah, and that oil is going someplace, and I suspect that the pipeline to Haifa may be in operation and use, because back in 2003, they said it will only take a year to get it up and running. Well, it's been more than a year, and we hear absolutely nothing about it. But now all of a sudden, all of this oil is unaccounted for, and that pipeline was being rebuilt. And so I think putting two and two together is that Israel's probably reaping a huge windfall of benefit from this Iraq war, which they certainly were cheering on when it was happening, and just as they're cheering on the war in Iran now.
Well, the pages of Haaretz and Jerusalem Post both admitted that Israel and the lobby IPAC played a major role in getting us in there in the first place. They admit it.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no question that Israel was a very active participant, and it was like I was telling that lady earlier, that the Zionists see nothing wrong whatsoever with getting the Christians and the Muslims to make war on each other and basically clear us out of the way of whatever the Zionists' ultimate plan is. As American dollars and American lives are poured into these wars in Iraq, Israel is definitely gaining benefit from it, and it would not surprise me if much of this missing oil had gone to Israel.
Yeah. Tony, are you still there? I didn't mean to leave you hanging.
I'm
all set?
Yeah, do your thing. It was nice talking to you, Mike. Keeping on, brother.
All right, thanks for your call, man. Yeah, and of course, these same papers have talked about, in fact, beginning just a few months after the Iraq war broke out, Haaretz and Jerusalem Post were talking about Israel being instrumental in trying to push us into Iran.
Yeah, absolutely. I have a huge list of newspaper articles archived at my site of just where Israel is saying, you must attack Iraq, the U.S. must attack Iran, the U.S. must do this, the U.S. must do that. And I think for a lot of people who were observing Israel, it certainly seems that right after 9/11, Israel became far more arrogant and demanding and very assured that no matter what they asked from the United States, that they were definitely going to get it. And this has led a lot of people to suspect that Israel is actually blackmailing the U.S. government with the truth behind 9/11. And certainly the U.S. government seems to act that way, because no matter what Israel does or demands, it's just a steady yes, whatever you want, yes, coming from the U.S. Congress and from the White House.
And hence the need for the spying operations so they can get dirt. Okay, folks, we're going to take a short break. Be right back here on True Threats Radio with Mike Rivero from WhatReallyHappened.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
For a couple last more minutes, just want to go through a couple announcements real quick. If anybody wants, you can join us. I hang out there quite a bit when I'm not doing radio on paltalk.com. Download the free software, and you can come in for free and join our chat room under the social issues section. If you click the adult content rating, you will see under social issues in the human rights section, you'll see 9/11 was an inside job. That's the room where I hang out quite a bit. We discuss a lot of important issues. You can join in on the conversations. Also, our website, Truth Hurts, spelled HERTZ.com. You're welcome to come there and post some blogs. You can write in with comments, questions, whatever, at truthhurtsradio at AOL.com. And again, that's spelled HERTZ. Really quick, we're going to go to Kerry in Pennsylvania. Kerry, you got a comment, a question for our guest, Mike Rivero?
Yes, first off, thank you very much for your service there, Mike. You've done a tremendous amount of service to, you know, people wanting information. Secondly, I'm reading a current story about the U.S. government forces e-gold redemptions. I'm wondering, is this the beginning of gold seizure from the common citizenry? I'll take your comment offline. Thanks.
I don't think that they're going in to do gold seizures against the citizens like Roosevelt did, because that didn't work out all that well. But I think the Federal Reserve Bank is very concerned that so many alternative currencies are becoming popular and acceptable to the general public, who is very, very leery of the dangers of a fiat currency. And there
posing
are
them a
number
threat.
Of, I'm sorry?
Posing them a threat.
Yes, posing them a threat. It's very much like the Liberty Dollar circumstance, where the coins and currency were markers for gold and silver bullion that was held in reserve, which is the way the monetary system in the U.S. originally began. Obviously, the Federal Reserve is not going to want a competition to their system of fiat currency. And again, this is nothing new, because going back to the John F. Kennedy assassination, just shortly before he was assassinated, one of the things Kennedy did was sign an executive order authorizing the U.S. Treasury to begin printing its own notes again, which were called
11-110. Yeah.
Yeah, and start issuing those as monetary units as opposed to the debt units of the Federal Reserve. And as soon as Kennedy was assassinated, these notes were withdrawn and for the most part destroyed. And it was rather telling, I thought, that one of the members of the Warren Commission investigating the assassination of the president was the president of the Chase Manhattan Bank. Now, I'm sorry, but I think his name was McCloy. What does the president of a bank have to do with the assassination of the president of the United States if it's just a lone nut up in a Texas school book depository? So I think this attempt to shut these alternative monetary systems down is simply protectionism for the Federal Reserve.
Sure. They've had a very good monopoly they've enjoyed now for almost 100 years, and they fully intend to keep that going.
Yes, they do, until it collapses.
And I'll tell you can smell it in the air. The dollar is dropping against the euro, against the pound. It's you get investors around the world that are pulling out. American investors are pulling out. It's not a good sign.
No, it does appear that we're headed for a major, major upheaval, and the reason, of course, is that the government is borrowing, is completely out of control. The U.S. government owes so much money that all of the income tax paid by every single American cannot keep up with the interest payments. Bush has literally bet the entire country on seizing control of the Mideast oil in order to reverse the trade deficit across the border and to use the oil as leverage to stave off other countries asking for their loans to be paid back. But if Bush is unable to do that, and it does seem that he's unable to do that, then the borrowing he has done to support his war is going to be the final straw that breaks the camel's back.
Right. I think a lot of this is designed to push us prematurely into the Amaral. That's really where they want us. Anyway, I want to thank you, Mike. Wish you had more time, but unfortunately we've run out. Maybe we'll have you on again sometime. In the meantime, anything you want to plug besides your website, whatreallyhappened.com?
Well, I'd like to plug for all of your listeners to just remember that the more they speak out publicly, the more they give other people the courage to speak out, and that is what we need right now.
Right on. That's a job we all can do, and indeed
must
do.
Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world